This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Dave Fallon, along with Providence Business News editor Mark Murphy.
Hi there, Dave.
An event called Design Week is coming up in about a month's time in Rhode Island, linking designers and their firms and the community. And to talk about that, our guest is Lynn McCormick, director of the Department of Art, Culture, and Tourism for the City of Providence. Thanks for stopping by, Lynn.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, first question. Make It Happen Rhode Island kind of spawned Design Week, is that correct?
Yeah, Make It Happen Rhode Island, which was sponsored by the Rhode Island Foundation, came up with a series of different business sectors to start really looking at investing in, and the design industries were one of them. A group came together called Design by RI that really sort of started to steward the design industries and bring them together. And the Rhode Island Foundation helped fund that initiative with a grant at the time of, I think it was like March of 2013, that they got that first grant of $45,000 from the Rhode Island Foundation. And since then, they've been bringing designers together, different business industry sectors, and bringing those clusters of organizations together to talk about how to really build advocacy efforts around design industries in Rhode Island. And that's been led by Lisa Carnival, who's done a wonderful job doing that work.
Give us a sense of what it's going to look like. Is Design Week going to be one place to go to? Is it going to be several venues?
So Design Week is September 17th through the 27th. It's a little bit longer than a week. And what we're doing is really coalescing a lot of other events that are already happening. The Business Innovation Factory sort of kicks it off. Better World by Design, which is run by RISD and Brown students, is integrated into the week. And the AIA National Local Conference is happening in Providence at the end of the time. So from the 17th to the 27th, there's already a lot of really amazing design activity happening. Also, TEDx is in there, TEDx Providence on September 20th. So we've chosen that week to sort of highlight the design industries. And so what Design Week RI is actually doing is bringing different businesses together to do open firm nights at their places of business. There's a whole series of luncheons that are being sort of hosted by all the different design firms at their places of business. And we are still looking for firms to participate in that. And you can go to the Design Week RI website and sort of register for those two kinds of activities. At 4 o'clock for 4 days in a row, there will be a designated speaker at the Aurora in downtown Providence, where we'll be bringing in speakers that are really well-known designers in Rhode Island. So Eugene Lee from Trinity Rep, and who does all the sets for Saturday Night Live and recently designed Jimmy Fallon's set, will be one of those speakers. Martin Keen of Keen Footwear, a national brand that is sold all over the country. He's recently sold that company and started a new company in Jamestown that is doing ergonomic furniture. He will be one of those speakers. Seth Goldenberg, who is sort of a think tank kind of design guy, will be one of those speakers. So there'll be highlighted speakers during that time, and there'll be parties and receptions and a lot of other activities happening.
Is it focused in Providence or is it around the state?
It's a statewide event. Certainly a lot of the activities happening in Providence. We've got many, many design firms in the city. We want to be able to bring people in from outside and have a destination to sort of serve as the central focus. So the parties will all be happening in Providence. But, for example, Martin Keen, he's not a 4x4 speaker, but he's hosting one of the lunches at his firm in Quonset. And we've got some other things happening in the Jamestown Arts Center. And we're trying to make it a statewide event, yeah.
Do you see this as being more directed at Rhode Island's design community to kind of make everyone understand what they have, or is this as much projected outside Rhode Island?
We decided as a group that we really wanted to focus on Rhode Island and really building awareness within Rhode Island, and that a few years from now we'll start to push out to the rest of the world and sort of try to bring attention to what's happening here. But in fact, we've got some really wonderful statistics about design-based industries in Rhode Island that people in Rhode Island don't even know. After California and New York, we have the most designers per capita in the U.S.
There are hundreds and hundreds.
Yeah. But, you know, you look at California, look at New York, those are huge industries. We're third behind them. From 2007 to 2012, over 500 new design firms opened in Rhode Island, so it's a growing sector. Most of these businesses are small with 1 to 5 employees, but there's a significant impact when 500 businesses open during a time when we've seen such downturn in the economy. And, you know, having Rhode Island School of Design here, number one art and design school in the country, And in fact, Rhode Island School of Design was founded to feed designers into our industries here in Rhode Island and in Providence, not necessarily to create artists. So when it was founded in the 1880s, it was founded as a design school to feed our industry, like Gorham Silver and our jewelry manufacturing and things like that. So we want to bring attention to that, that we have a long history and a really robust design industry here that needs to be invested in.
This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. And our guest is Providence Art, Culture, and Tourism Director Lynn McCormick. Would this be an event for the layperson, or is it strictly for inside design people?
I think it's for both. I think it's a really wonderful way for our business leaders across the state to understand what the design industries do in Rhode Island. And I think that one of the things that we're really trying to push out, and that the design world in general has been trying to push out over the last few years, is that design thinking applies to all kinds of business. And so the keynote speaker, who will be announced very shortly, is a thought leader in that area. And we're really hoping to draw elected officials and other people from the business community to that event in particular to understand how design thinking can change the way a business runs. I went to Rhode Island School of Design. I'm now a public administrator, a bureaucrat, but I still use my design thinking every day that I was taught. So we do want to have both industry people and non-industry people attend these events.
How many people do you think will participate?
We're hoping to have over 1,000 people over the week. I think it will end up being more once we count those things up, but there's a lot of ways to participate. So you don't have to come to the keynote. You can just attend a lunch at one of the firms. You can come to the Open Design Firm night on Wednesday evening. We'll be running some charrettes. We're actually doing a charrette that's being funded by the National Endowment for the Arts. That's one of the projects my office is doing, to look at Washington Street and how to design that in a better way. There'll be all kinds of ways to participate. So I think we'll have, 1,000 to 2,000 people participating in this event over the 10 days.
At the end of all of it, Design Week, what do you hope to accomplish? Where do you hope this leads?
I think our biggest goal right now is to influence decision-making, particularly at Rhode Island Commerce, at the city level, in terms of economic development strategies for the state and investment. We really want to call attention to the fact that these businesses are growing, they're vibrant, and that we could be doing more to support them, and that people understand what they actually bring to bear in terms of the state's economy.
Is there an estimate for how much it brings to bear?
I don't have like
a few years ago there was a what was it, 100 million, 110 million?
Well, the way that arts and culture and design businesses are measured are two different things. And Americans for the Arts, which is a national organization, measures both. In 2011, we had our last economic impact study that was done on arts and culture nonprofits, and that was $191 million worth of economic impact. That doesn't include the design-based industries.
Okay.
The creative services, the creative industries are measured a different way, but it's significant.
So, Lynn, the 17th to the 27th of September, it's Design Week in Rhode Island, and it's not too late to get involved with this.
No, it's not too late. We're still looking for folks to help support the event. We're looking for design firms to host lunches. We're looking for design firms to open their studios up on Wednesday evening for the public to come and see what they do. And certainly you can check out the website at designweekri.com and keep abreast of how the schedule's changing and what's going on, and register to take part in the events.
Okay, our guest has been Providence Art, Culture, and Tourism Director Lynn McCormick. Lynn, thanks.
You're welcome.
Thanks again to Mark Murphy of Providence Business News.
Thank you, Dave.
I'm Dave Fallon. This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio, Rhode Island's NPR.
Support for The Bottom Line comes from Bank RI, a local bank creating financial solutions to help small businesses grow and succeed. More at bankri.com.